Good evening, everyone. It felt pretty good to be out there and, you know, get some action with the guys. It really wasn't a heavy workload, but I felt like I was a little productive today.
When's the last time you had your shoulder pads on?
Oh, man. Since December last year. Not really. You know, I'm used to wearing them, but it definitely felt good to put the pads back on and, you know, just get back out here and get active.
You took the first carry. You almost expect to get hit, just with your natural reaction over the years?
Do I expect to get hit? Initially I kind of expected to get hit or bumped or something. And then I seen Coach Frazier run over to the defense side of the ball. And that kind of opened my eyes up to, hey, these guys are definitely not going to put their hands on me. So I didn't really like that too much.
You can't lower your shoulder anymore?
Oh, I'm going to lower my shoulders, you know. So those guys probably going to get tired of, you know, touching off and, you know, get tired of me putting my shoulders into them. So they'll start firing back, and that's pretty much what I want them to do.
10 snaps enough on day one?
Say again?
10 snaps enough on day one for
me? No. I don't think it was. But, you know, they're slowly getting me back into the groove of things, you know, so I'm going to trust in them. And just making sure I'm out there executing when they call my number.
What was the best part about being out there today?
Just going through the motion with the guys, the running backs, just sitting over there, just talking and going through the plays and just being involved. You know, so you know, I actually felt a part. You know, just actually felt a part today. You know, full pads and actually got there and was able to, you know, get in the huddle with the offense and. You know, so that was probably the difference.
Is there any point when you weren't smiling?
Say again?
Is there any point when you weren't smiling?
Probably when I was asking to get back in or get an extra play, and I was, you know, I was shot down. I didn't have a smile on my face then.
Did you ask Frazier for more snaps?
Say again?
Did you ask Frazier for more snaps?
Coach Frazier, Coach Saxon, you know, I was trying to get every play I could, you know. You know, that's why I'm off the pup list, to get out here and, you know, get back into the routine and get some snaps and get some real live situation, carries in. You know, so like I say, just for the first day, it was good. You know, so hopefully tomorrow we kind of bump it up a little bit and see how things go.
What was Jamarca yelling at you after that first handoff?
Say that again, please.
What was Jamarca yelling at you after that first handoff?
I really wasn't listening to what he had to say, to be honest. He's always, you know, running his mouth. Yeah, so there's no telling what he had to say.
Did you see or hear about Jerry Rice's comments yesterday about when he came back from the exact same injury, he thought he came back too quickly and he's afraid for you? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about his comment, but, you know, everyone is different and everyone is, you know, entitled to their opinion. And it is what it is, you know. That's just another opinion. Great player, I respect him, but that's just another opinion, so. It is what it is.
Adrian, you don't wear a brace. Was there any thought to wearing one or during this rehab to keep it on, or did you want it off as soon as possible? Can you walk us through your thought process on that?
Yeah, I wanted the brace off as soon as possible. You know, I lobbied for that early during the process. You know, even four or 5 months after, you know, the surgery, I was telling Shug, hey, man, I made up every excuse I could. You know, it's not comfortable, it's not fitting right, you know, just to get it off. You know, I didn't really want to get accustomed, get used to wearing a brace, you know. And, you know, I've been doing a good job of working out without the brace, you know. It was a point of time where I had to wear it. But once I was free to take it off, I chunked it away, threw it away, got rid of it.
Have you talked to anybody else who's had this similar kind of injury that's given you some advice or what to expect or anything like that? Any other players that you could tell us about?
Well, the first, you know, 2 months, just going back and forth, you know, ran to Chad Greenway a couple times. He had the ACL injury, and he just gave me some little pointers and some different things to expect. But that was doing like the first one or two steps, you know, when I was getting ready to run and start the lift on it. And things like that, and it helped me out.
What was he telling you?
He was just telling me, you know, you gotta trust it, you know, trust it and be patient. And you know, when you first start running, it's not gonna feel like you want it to, but if you just keep working, you know, just motivation, you know, those type of things. And he was just telling me that, you know, the hardest thing for him was just getting the strength back into his leg. And it's been tough, you know, and it was tough getting the strength back in the left leg. So, you know, he was right on with some of the things he told me. Say again?
Do you want to get into a preseason game just to test yourself at that?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting in and, you know, getting a couple series just to test it out and see how, you know, see how I do. You know, I personally, to be honest with you, I feel like I'm fine. I'll be good to go no matter what, but it'll be good to get some game action.
You got hurt back in December. Realistically, what did you have in your mind as when you thought you could be back on the field?
For the first regular season game, you know, that was my goal. I locked in on it, and you know, despite what everyone else had to say, you know, that was my vision. You know, I seen a vision. I knew it was gonna, you know, it was gonna be a journey, a path to get, you know, closer to that vision, and I'm closer. You know, I see it. It's closer now. You know, it was far away, you know, in the beginning, but I've been working hard and just moving forward. You know, so. Hopefully here in a couple weeks, you know, here in a couple weeks, not hopefully, that vision will be right there in front of me in my lap. So I'm looking forward to it.
What was the toughest part of the rehab?
The toughest part? I'll probably say maybe the first 2 months, you know, not being able just to, you know, really do a lot on my own. Not being able to walk and just get up and go. Get some out the kitchen, you know, when I wanted to. I live upstairs. My room is upstairs too, so it's a struggle with crutches trying to get down, you know, get down the stairs and back and forth. But that was probably the toughest thing. Everything else, just mentally, I was able to get through it.
You about ready to stop doing the same press conference over and over and just talk about football?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am.
That's good.
Thanks. Thank you.